Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am grateful to have you with me on this beautiful June, the fifth day, 2022. It's going fast. I don't know. You know, the older you get, the faster it goes, they say. And boy, is that ever true. And I remember when I was younger and I would hear people say that to me who were my age and older and think, wow, I wonder what that'll be like. Well, now I know, because I believe them. I honestly did. I knew that they knew what they were talking about. Which leads me to my podcast for today on meaning. People don't seem to have a lot of meaning in their life, and the only meaning they have, especially the younger millennials, Gen Xers, Gen Yers, they're all looking for the idea of a YOLO life. You only live once, so don't miss out on anything. And that's their motto. That's their credo. And it makes them extremely, shall we say, distant from what the world needs. I listen to what a lot of millennials and YOLOs think. I go to the high school every year, and I give a little talk for about 15 minutes and chit-chat with them, and it's tough. It is tough. And as the years have gone by, and I've done this for since 97, I find that generations are deteriorating very quickly. They're weak. They're very, very weak people. If the environment isn't worth living for, if it isn't worth changing, if we can't change it, if you know, the boomers ruined this world and the, you know, the weather and all the economy and all that, that we're responsible, they're not going to be able to change it. They don't have the chutzpah to do it, the horsepower to do it, the inclination to do it. They just live off their parents or live off the land, and it's too much trouble to wash a bowl after they have their breakfast, so they prefer not to, you know, eat cereal and things like that. I didn't believe it. I have to tell you, I really didn't believe it until about 4 years ago when I went to the school and I talked to the kids there, and it was shocking to me, absolutely. Naive Greg, stupid Greg. So anyway, I want to get into some questions here. I have a couple that might be of interest to all of us. How I'm going to answer them, I really don't know, but here we go. First one comes from Susan in Las Vegas, Nevada, and she says, why do you say that life has meaning? I don't see it other than surviving. I understand that. I appreciate that. I get that most people don't understand the meaning of their life, nor do they want to understand it, because it complicates their agenda that they have for their life. I'm going to be very blunt today. Forgive me, not that I'm not always, but we're not a very, in the United States, I don't know about Europe, but we're not very smart. We've been dumbed down by our own lifestyle and the American way, you know, make America great again. That's another, it never was great. I don't see it as that. Never had a lot of industry. What we call greatness is making money and making things that we can sell to other countries and profit off of. That's what we call great. And, you know, defending ourselves as we do with nuclear bombs and such. So, you know, to me, it all seems rather silly to say anything like that or to even refer to anything like that. So the reason I say that life has meaning is because beyond all of that craziness that most people live by, the craziness of thinking that the outer world is more important than the inner world, that what happens in the outer world is the only thing that touches our life, anything that shall we say, touches our skin is our life, is a very narrow point of view, parochial. And that's where people's minds are, in parochial thinking. And I was surprised years ago to find my stepson sitting there playing these video games and watching what it did to his mind and watching what it did to his friends' minds as they did the same thing. And then I started to realize the movies, the video games, all of that stuff. Life became a form of entertainment, not a process of awakening, not a process of insight. It just became a place where you went and you got entertained. And if the mind isn't constantly entertained emotionally and psychologically, then things are boring. And if things are boring, then why do it? You know, that kind of mentality. And that's where we go. So with the problems of our environment, with the problems in politics, with the problems of society, we don't deal with them because we can sit in our living room and shoot people to death, hundreds and hundreds of them, through video games. And you don't think that that has a major, shall we say, influence on human beings? Well, of course it does. But to a lot of people, that just isn't true. So why do I say, Susan, that life has meaning? It is my direct experience that when I was younger, meaning was in all sorts of things. My career, my relationships with people, where I could live, if I could have a decent place to live, if I had a car that was reliable, that would have been a big thing, things like that. And then I went to India. I went and sat with some very interesting human beings, and I realized suddenly that all that stuff didn't mean a thing, really didn't. And I watched these people as they lived with not even a smidgen of what I had as a Westerner that I thought was not enough, and realized it was more than enough, and how selfish and foolish I had been about my own life. And then things started to change. Started, but ever so slowly. The significance of my life, the significance of your life, has yet to be revealed. And it is only revealed when you are ready to drop whatever it is that occupies your emotions and occupies your mind to think that this, whatever occupation is in there, is the only thing that pleasures you. It's got to be beyond pleasure and comfort. It's got to be beyond all of that. And that's where people don't make it. They can't do that. They can't get beyond the entertainment factor, the pleasure factor, and feeling like they're important due to how many pleasures they have or how much outer condolences they get from their friends. You know, people say, "I love you," and that's kind of an inner emotional thing. We want accolades for our life. We want a lot of things for our living, and we miss what is deeply important. So, with all that being said, why do I say that life has meaning? Because for me, it does. It is a significant event. But if I don't have any significance within me, if I have not found the significance of my place in this world, significance in my life in this world, I will be looking for people, objects, and things to take the place of that significance and put all of my marbles into living externally for the sake of external happiness or external pleasure. And that's as far as I will go. I won't go any deeper. I won't go any further. That's as far as I will go. So with all that being said, you have to ask yourself, what is the meaning of your life? Do you find significance in it? And have you found significance within you as life itself? Because the real significance isn't in our living, it's in our life. And if you haven't discovered that life, your living will only be external. It will be very, well, it can be very pompous. It can be very narcissistic. It can be very shallow. And with all that being said, which describes most people in our society today, we do live. And it has shaped and molded our politics, our technology, our weather, our environment. It has shaped and molded everything. Something for you to think about. Please forgive me. Namaste. That probably went over like a fart in church. Let's go to the last question. This is from Kathy. Does not tell me where she lives. What meaning is there in this world? I see none. It's sad that you don't see any meaning. It's not the world that is meaningful. When I say the world, I'm talking about the outer circumstances and conditions that we see around us. It's the life that is in the world that is most important. The big L, the life that creates, unfolds, becomes magnificent through unfoldment, transcendence, love. The only real meaning of this world is to discover love within you. Have you discovered love within you? Have you discovered the state of love within you? If you found the presence of love within you, this world will fall into a beautiful, shall we say, orderly harmony within. And you will see things as they are. You will learn to understand what to avoid, when to hold them and when to fold them. You will see things in the nature of themselves in this world. And then you won't expect them to be any different than the way they are. Now, with all that being said, you will find significance, true significance. Everything is significant. And to pander it off to fear and anger and hatred, to take sides of right and wrong, good and bad, is to miss the whole thing. So we have a saying in the work, nati nati. It means neither this, neither that. It means never coming to conclusions about what is going on and live in the nati nati mentality, which is, I don't live in dualistic thinking, right and wrong, good and bad. I observe, I watch. And then instead of just bitching and moaning about the way I see the world, I feel within myself guided to do the things I need to do to serve those around me that I might be able to help. And that's my credo. I am not a perfect person. I don't intend to be. And I can't fix everything, but I can serve those around me and find significance in my relationships with them through the compassion of a heart that understands the gravitas of living. I'm out of here. Oh, went fast. I gotta go. Thank you for your beautiful question, Kathy, and I hope it helped. Please forgive me. Namaste. That's it for the week. Be back next week. If you have any questions, Greg@aspire.org. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. And again, as always, please forgive me. Namaste.